your need is going to come to an attraction, is going to come to a want or need to want to fuck that woman. Now, it's not a bad thing. I'm sorry, let me get this shit right. It's not a bad thing, as I said before, guys, to want to fuck. That's not the bad problem. The problem is that through the attraction that you have for her, is you've already set yourself up for rejection, because you then create an expectation that has an end game of you fucking this woman. Thus, throws you to bend your reality, as we said earlier, then you change your whole reality, your whole process of thinking to try to fit into what you think she wants to hear versus what she needs to know. So then you start to talk at her and not to her because you start to bounce around. And this is why you automatically are rejected. It's just at that point, she helps you along. You see what I'm saying? She helps you along, okay? You see what I'm saying? So for a lot of you guys out here, what I'm saying to you guys out here, what is very, very, very important for you guys is that I want you to train your mind to be curious about her, because at that point, you still have high ground. At that point, there's no set expectation, because if you are around beautiful women all the time, what's another beautiful woman? If you're around beautiful women all the time, what's so special about a, it's okay. Do you find beauty in pieces of grass? And I know that sounds crazy, but think about what I'm saying. You see grass every day. Every day you see grass. Some you see short, tall. Some is not managed, but you see grass every day. You don't give any chance. You just say, okay, it's grass. But you don't do that with women. You see a woman and you automatically pedestalize her. As soon as you put her on a pedestal, you've already got yourself on the road into rejection. Because you put her on a pedestal, you automatically fail. Because you automatically set an expectation of sex. Do you hear what I'm saying? You set an expectation is, I got to fuck her. And you don't even understand when you say that. You set that expectation. You've already failed. She's just leading you along to end your end game of failure. Just like I think that woman's doing with that guy. Hi. Not leading her, not talking to her, not breaking things down to her. This is why when you have game, this is why the game is never about women. Because a woman cannot penetrate your castle. A woman should be at the tail end of your moat. There should be a fucking river that protects your moat that nobody can just walk the fuck in. She has to be invited in because she's worthy enough to come in. But here lies the problem. As soon as you see her and you fall in love with her lie, you're fucked. Because that's all y'all do. Because she knows how to find the perfect jeans, the perfect tight clothes, the perfect push-up bra, perfect weave. You fall in love with a fucking lie. And that's why you set a false expectation, because you want to fuck a lie and not the person at their core. Because that person is living in an I do. She is not her makeup. She is not her bra. She's not her tight clothes. But yet you make her I do, her I am, and you value what she has on, when the person that's even wearing what she has on doesn't even fucking value herself. She wears that shit because she doesn't value herself. She puts on the weave because she doesn't value her hair. She slaps on the makeup because she doesn't value what she sees in the mirror. But y'all don't see that. And she throws you off. And because she throws you off, she has the high ground, because you setting up your false expectation. Now remember, your reality and your perception is always going to be built on the woman that you see when you ain't got game. See, I'm trying to get you guys to root yourselves in yourselves. When a man is rooted in himself, a woman can't fuck with him. When she can't fuck with you, it throws her off, and it forces her to start changing her perception and her reality, because she can't understand why you don't have... Okay, if she knows that you have game, she knows you're a ladies' man, she knows that you're smooth, and she knows that you got a bunch of women, why the fuck ain't you wooing her? Why aren't you pushing the narrative? Guys, there is nothing like 336, I'll bring you 1 second. Let me 336, I got you. There's nothing like when they give you a message and they ask you, what's wrong with me? Why haven't you hit on me? Is there just something you're not, I swear to y'all, y'all don't even, and this is not even game. Yo, so I'm sorry, I got the camera. Listen, gentlemen, I'm not even running game on you. What I'm saying to you guys, not even game. I'm telling you, I'm not playing games because I don't have an expectation. I've got one thing I want to do, and that is conquer. I want to conquer. And all I want is the invite, but I will not manipulate my way into her mind. I want her to open the fucking door and let me walk right the fuck on in. Let me bring in 336. 336, sir, how can I help you, sir?
Hey, Steve, can you hear me?
Yeah, what's your name and where you calling from, sir? Yeah, what's your name and where you calling from?
My name is Dario, and I'm calling from North Carolina.
Okay, sir, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
So I have a question for you. I hear you talking about talking to, and I can't remember right now, talking to and at?
Yes, talking to and at, yes, sir. Okay. Talking to a woman is when you talk to a woman and you're not leading her anywhere. You're just talking to her. Like, how was your day? And what do you do for a living? And that was nice. That was, you know, when you talk at a woman, you're not moving or leading her anywhere. You're just talking at her. When you're talking to her, you're leading her where you want her to go. Does that make any sense? Like, yeah, okay, I'll watch this. Caller, give me an example of something a woman has said to you. Tell me something a woman has said to you.
How's your day?
Okay, and she asked you how your day is. What are you saying to her?
My day
is fine.
Pretty good.
My day was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You know what I would say to her? I can't tell you how my day is until you and I get together later on tonight at the Dangerous Rust, the jazz club, my dog Dangerous Rust, or we go for ice cream or something like that. I can't tell you how my day is until I get the opportunity to hug you so I can smell your perfume, feel how you feel in my arms, mm-hmm. and see what's behind that smile. Then I can tell you how my day is. Do you see the difference? Yeah, so, but see, do I sound weird and creepy? Or am I just leading her?
You're leading her.
Right, right. I'm not telling her. See, the average guy is going to walk on it. Oh, my day is good. That's what y'all do. Fuck that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you what my day is going to be like, because I'm going to tell you what's going to make my day. I make my day, but you're going to be a part of this day. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir, I do.
So go ahead, sir. What's your question? What's up?
How do I know if the game is for me, or how do I become a student of the game?
How long have you been listening to me for?
Not even a year, a couple of months maybe. Taekwondo should be listening to you.
A couple of months. Do you have your puzzle pieces? Do you have your costume?
No, sir, because I don't celebrate Halloween. I don't celebrate holidays.
Then you failed. Then you ain't the same for you. I didn't give a fuck what you celebrate. I'm trying to get you some pussy. See, this is what I'm saying. Let me show you this ain't for you. I told you in July that August was going to be a celebrated day because you get to meet a new batch of horny ass women that are going to fuck, suck, drink, orgies, lick pussy, suck dick, and get ran the fuck over because they got sexual freedom. That's what I told you in August. So when we got into August, I told you in September 15th, I'm a release a costume to position you to get these women unlike nobody else. I don't give a fuck if you celebrate Halloween or not. That's not the point. The point is to get you in a position around women. That's the point. So do you see why this isn't for you? Because you're thinking too much. I didn't say you got to celebrate Halloween by that, saying, well, go knocking, saying trick or treat. And even if you don't, do you have your own place? You have your own place?
No, sir. I still live with my parents right now.
Okay, still live with your parents. Even if you don't celebrate Halloween, I gave you trick or treat game. Even if you don't want to go out your door, you can do the trick-or-treat game while you're handing out candy. The little kid's knocking on the door, and there's a woman there or a teenage girl that's of age, of course. I even give you that. So there's no – and look, let me tell you how this ain't for you. Because in about 9 days, anybody could call in. And I'll do the work. I'll find the places where you go to meet women. Swinger club or costume party. So if I'm doing 75% of the fucking work, I give you the videos, I walk you through it, and I'm making the phone calls. And all you got to do is give me 25% and just do the shit. This ain't for you. You see what I'm saying? I'm doing something that nobody else is doing on the internet. I am creating a costume for you. Listen to you. I give something for the guy that doesn't want to do the costume that's too scared. I give something for the guy that wants to do the costume. And I do something for the guy, Rady, that has a woman. Nobody is doing what the fuck I'm doing on the internet. And all you got to do is meet me a quarter of the way. So do you see why this isn't for you? Because you really don't want what you think you want. You want, okay, so let me ask a question. You don't want women coming up to you? You don't want beautiful, sexy women coming up to you? Coming up to you. Listen to me. Coming up to you. I'm sorry?
Who doesn't want that?
No, you. But you don't want that. You don't want, wait. Not only beautiful, sexy women coming up to you, but then grabbing your hand and bringing you to her other sexy friends, taking photos with you, calling you back because they're so blown away by the costume. Who wants that? You don't want that, right? Because you don't celebrate Halloween. But did I don't give a fuck if you don't celebrate Halloween or Christmas. What the fuck does that got to do with you being in a position where this, do you, okay, listen to me. Let me say this to you, young man, to help you think. How old are you, young man? How old are you?
18.
Do you not understand that Halloween is the only week of the year from October 24th to October 31st? It's the only week of the whole year. Women get to show you how fucking slutty they are. It's the only week of the year they can dress as nasty, slutty, and kinky as they want and get away with it without being called a slut and a whore. It's the only week of the fucking year that they get to let their hair down and show you what the fuck they are by how the fuck they dress. And you're telling me you don't want to be around that?
I guess deep down, see that? I probably don't.
Excuse me?
I said I guess deep down in my mind, like, I don't want that, but I'm saying that I
right.
Do.
Right. So this is what I'm saying. So you got your aunt. See, you know what's so beautiful what I do? It teaches you what you actually are. You ain't built for this shit. Listen, being a man is a fraternity of one, and it is so hard to be one of one when you don't fucking believe in yourself. So, and I'm telling you, Even if you did a costume, you get scared and intimidated by beautiful women. So it wouldn't work for you. So it's just ain't for you, big dog. But at least I was honest with you. Because a lot of guys will tell you it is for you just to suck you out of your money and shit. I'm being honest with you. This ain't for everybody. Everybody ain't built like this.
You see what I'm saying?
No, no, wait, wait, BD. It's not about you. No, no, no. It's about you fucking following instructions. I know you're here, so I'm not going to be too mean to you. But if you want to learn a game and be a student of the game, you shut your fucking weak bitch soft ass up and follow instructions. If you can't follow instructions, then get your fucking ass somewhere else. You ain't supposed to see what you're supposed to see because there are things you know, this bullshit out this world. Then there's things you don't know. Then there's things you don't even know that you don't even know. So either you want to be in the don't even know, I don't even know, or take your fucking ass on. I don't give a fuck two ways. It doesn't matter. See that, caller?
Right.
So I'm saying, you see the feminine? I mean, God, it's like these guys, they're so scared of women. Yes, Fabian C. There's so many levels, brother. Very, yes, sir. I agree with you, sir. There's so many levels of this. See, you got to understand something. A lot of guys, young man, they come and they have this expectation that I want women, right? Now, watch this, caller. Now, I want you to be honest with me. I want you to be honest with me. How much red pill shit have you been following? This is not a failure answer. How much red pill stuff have you been listening to? On 1 to 10. Let's just say 1 to 10. How much stuff would you say from 1 to 10 have you been listening to?
I stopped listening to that. For months now.
No. Stop, young man. Listen, let us stop. Young man, stop. First rule, first law of the game. When something is asked of you, you just say the fucking answer. Don't beat around the bush because it shows the lack of mindset you have. So again, from 1 to 10, how much red pill stuff have you been listening to?
I'll say...
What's the number?
5.
Okay. So, and I appreciate your honesty, but okay, this is why it's going to be harder for you because you've been around a place that has put you in a victim mentality where you hate women and you don't even realize how you feel about women because you think they're the boogeyman under your fucking bed because someone on the internet has told you that women are bad. But what you don't realize that and I'm going to give you a quick lesson, okay? You are either doing two things in this life. You're either going towards your name and who you are as a man, or you're going away from it. There's no middle, okay? You're either doing one or the other. So when you're following red pill rhetoric, are you going closer to your name or farther away from your name?
Going further.
Right. So that means you're being declawed and defanged by rhetoric that someone is saying on YouTube versus look at yourself to be your own answer. So now I'm going to tell you what your problem is, and I can see what your problem is, and you don't want to admit it. It's fine, but this is what a coach does. Your problem is not the fact that you do Halloween, is that if you got around a fucking woman, you don't know what to do because – you never thought in a million years you would ever be in a situation where women come up to you. And if she comes up to you, well, my God, what am I going to say? What am I going to do when I've never learned or taught myself how to communicate myself to a woman when all I've been doing is hanging out with other guys? You see what I'm saying, sir?
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. So I just want to let you know this is why a lot of young men fail. But let me explain how to get – I'm going to go one level deeper through another door to show you how deep game is. Okay, let me explain how the economy has got you in its claws. Let's look at it. You listen to that red pill shit. You know you're not good with women. So you might listen to me and try to do something and go towards a woman and talk to her. But because you don't know what to say because you've been listening to other men – you know, getting these cuddle parties and shit, that you feel so eagerly, your ego is bruised, your self-importance is bruised, and you feel so idiotic that you get angry. And through that anger, you go back to that cult. But through that anger, that cult is saying, well, In order for you to get those women, you got to go to the gym. In order to go to get those women, you got to take some money and get those nice fancy cars, those clothes or that car. So what you don't realize, the depth of the game that's being run on you, is that you're doing exactly what the economy – see, it's the – see, you – a lot of people think that the red pill guys are bad. It's not the red pill guys. There's something above the red pill guys that is at – okay. I think I'm saying this shit, you don't I think it's got to go over your head. Okay, can I – let me explain it to you, okay? You want me to explain – you ready for this, guys? I mean, call it. You ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. Let me – I'm going to educate you because they showed you this years ago, and people didn't even see it. But I'll educate you, young man. I got you covered. Hey, I got a question. I got you. If y'all want to call in, I got you guys. But I want to help this young man out. Let me show you what you don't know. Remember, you don't know what's happening right now because you think what you know is actually happening or working for you, but it's not actually happening. Give me a second here. Let me – okay, I want to pull it up for you. Give me a second. Let me pull it up for you. Now, I just want you to listen, okay? And I'm going to connect what he's saying because – what I want you to understand the power of what the economy is doing to you is something you can't see because you're not supposed to know what you're not supposed to know. You see what I'm saying, young man? You're supposed to think what you know right now is actually your truth or the truth, okay? But as I said before, what the world does is that it gives out information for those that can read between the lines. Have you ever seen Blade? I'll give you an example. Have you ever seen Blade? You know that vampire movie? Have you ever seen a Blade movie?
Blade?
Yes, Blade, the vampire.
No, sir.
Okay, well, I'll give you an example. Well, in the movie Blade, they hunt vampires. What they would do out in broad daylight is they would put signals and they would put marks on certain areas to show people that this is where the underground club is. I mean, what people don't understand, I can't get this too deep in it, but what I'm saying is that everything you see that you don't know is right in front of your face. You just can't see it because you're not at a level of depth or in that society to see what is actually in front of your face. Everything is, there's so much that the world puts out in front of your face that only a few can recognize it that are a part of whatever the message. See, there's always it's like some people call it like a subliminal message, but a subliminal message is something that you might not be able to see, but there are subliminal messages or liminal messages, not sub, but they're messages that are right in your face that if you're not on a certain level, you would just think it's just something that they're saying. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
All right, I'm gonna give you an example. I'm gonna give you two examples. Like the first example, have you watched all the Matrix movies, every Matrix movie out there?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, you saw all four of them, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm going to give you an example of them telling you a secret that goes over your head. That's one. I'm going to give you one example, okay? So in the fourth movie, they told you that, first off, the Matrix was fake. It's not real. I think it was like a fucking video game. That's number one. But you didn't see that. You missed that one. The second thing that they told you from the other head guy, he said, here's the thing about feelings, right? That's what he said in the movie. He said, here's the thing about feelings. They're much easier to control than facts. That comes from your Matrix movie. Because they knew, you see, the Wachowski brothers knew about the red pill. But also what went over your head was most of these guys are following a movie that has been directed by trans. That was a movie for trans. You know the directors are transsexuals, right? Transvestites or whatever. Do you understand that, right?
No, I didn't know that,
right? Exactly. Oh, yeah. But anyway, there's so many layers to that. I'm not going to get into that. But that's example number one. But now let me break down the economy to you for example number two. Now, here's something that is said to you that has so much power and impact that if you are not part of a society or don't have level and depth of thinking, you can just tell me some cool ass shit it was said. But listen to this, okay? You ready? I'm gonna play it for you. All right, here we go. Here we go. All right, let's do it. Listen. What do you think he's saying right there? You thinking about judiciary? So you think it's just Senator rhetoric? Think about the judiciaries and all these things he's saying. That if once you get rid of one, another one pops up. I want you to think about this. You remember Metal? It popped up, went away. Being on your purpose, popped up, went away. Money, clothes, and status, pops up, goes away. Don't jerk off, no fap, pops up, goes away. You see what I'm saying? High value man, pops up and goes away. You gotta see. I know what you're hearing is from me, but listen to what's going on. Listen to him. I'm gonna keep playing. Listen. All right, stop right there. Created confusion to take advantage of it. What do you think all those things have in common? They confuse you young men. And the economy is taking advantage of you, not yet. See, you're not ripe yet to be taken advantage of until you're ready to put some money down over something dealing with a woman. Do you see what I'm saying? I'm just giving you bits and pieces. Do you see them? Are you following? Okay, let's keep going. Okay, so what you understand that I'll give you an example. Things are planned. I want to sell a shirt. I'm going to give LeBron James fucking $500,000 to walk around in this shirt. So Entertainment Tonight, a fashion designer place can see it. They can take photos of it. They're going magazines, men magazines, sports magazines, and whatever. And when the average guy looks at that shirt and looks at who's wearing that shirt, and they add a woman maybe to that shirt, what do you think the average person is going to say? I've got to have that shirt. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Okay, let's keep going. Now listen. This is where free men think, okay? This is the separation between the 0.0001 single-minded man and the rest of you people. You got to see what he's saying. Listen, he wasn't forced to see it, but he saw it. But you got to see it. You see, I can't force it on you. See, they're rude. You ever know there's like things called checks and balances and rules? I can't force you to be free. I can't force you to think. You're new to me. Why do you think I tell you to think for yourself? I don't know if you ever heard that, but I always tell guys, I can't tell you, you got to think for yourself, right? Because there are rules to this. All right, now let me show you. He says it hits him in his head. Listen to this. Okay, so stop right there. Who do you think is the power behind the power? If the red pill and us manospheres are Pinocchio, who do you think is Geppetto, caller?
Hello?
Yeah, who do you think is Geppetto?
To be honest, I'm not sure. I think he's a artist.
No, the economy, young man.
Oh my lord, this one.
The power behind the power. The real power is not in YouTube. The power that YouTube has with the economy is that as long as we can keep that algorithm on blinding these people, we can still give them a little bit money. Okay. You ever heard about investing? You invest a little bit of money, but you get more in your return, right? So I want you to think about this. If a guy can get, let's say YouTube gives a guy a check for $10,000. Let's say he's a big YouTuber. Let's say he gets a check for $5,000. Okay? What do you think the economy gets?
Less than $1,000.
50, 60,000, 70,000. It's, the numbers are so high, the 5,000 doesn't hurt them. So we're going to feed that guy at $5,000 to keep the rhetoric going, because the more the rhetoric is going, the more the people are going to listen to the rhetoric. The more the people listen to the rhetoric, what is he telling them to do? You want to get a woman, you got to work on your body. Go to the gym. So if gyms make nearly $160 billion, that says right here in 2021, what is a $5,000 check to a billion-dollar industry? Can you please understand? Let me understand that. You see what I'm saying? I don't mind writing a $5,000 check, because I'm gonna get you on a comeback. I got you going to the thing. Because do you think women memberships are the same as man memberships? Do you think memberships are equal? Have you heard of a thing called ladies' night?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Right. Ladies get in free, right? Right?
Yeah.
So
right.
After the guy pays the gym money, he goes to the clothing store and pays him money to go to the club and pay them money. So he's already paying three entities to do what? To be around a woman who gets it for free. But we're not done yet. Who do you think pays the bills in the club? Who do you think pays the bouncer, the bartender, and the DJ? You do.
The person that goes in.
Exactly. So that's four levels of payment. Do you see that? I'm just showing you there's four levels of here. But people don't see that shit. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see that.
See, but here's the beautiful thing. You're not supposed to know. Listen, you're not supposed to know. That's why I barely talk about this shit. I don't want you to do it. Please, somebody's got to do it. I promise you. Somebody has to do it. And that's what y'all are for. Okay, listen. Okay, what do you think will happen if everybody thought like a man? Do you know they would get rid of motherfuckers like me? Because I'm just...
Yeah.
Listen. You can't fuck with it. Now, remember, a $5,000 check ain't shit. That means, guess what? They know we're so small. Okay, listen. Think about this. We're so small that we're not a threat. We're not a threat. We're so small. But they know we're so impactful where they just leave us alone to our thing. They just... You know, we fuck all the women and they want to fuck us, blah, blah, blah. We're not a threat. We're not a threat. But you want to know why they allow us to do what we do? And you don't even, I'm going to give you one more layer and I'm going to leave it alone. You want to know why they allow us to do what we do?
Why, sir?
because we're not giving to the economy. The women we're fucking are giving to the economy. The economy's got to get its piece. It's kind of like, okay, y'all don't understand the mob. Doesn't the mob always got to get a piece of something? Anytime you want to get in their area, don't you have to give them a piece of something? Yes or no?
Yes.
So I want you to listen to this real quick. So if they're letting us free and we're fucking all the women, a piece must still go to the economy. But where did that piece come from? When they buy us jewelry, they buy us watches, they buy us shoes, flat screen TVs, joysticks, PlayStations, and all that shit. So the economy is still getting its share. The economy's still winning. They're just not getting it from us. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it is.
All right, let me keep playing this clip. Listen, I'm going to get right. Listen, here we go. Here we go. All right, do you see what I'm saying? You don't see, the average guy doesn't realize he's the sheep. The sheep herder is the economy. They are allowing these guys to do what they do because the control of the dollar is the end game. That's the end game. So if you're not getting good with women, you're going to be so angry, they'll tell you to get a gym membership, and then you'll get the gym membership. You see what I'm saying? But we're not a threat. See, we give back to the economy. It's just that we don't give anything to the economy. The women give us the women do the work and pay the economy the tax. There's always got to be a tax. When she cooks for us, doesn't she have to go to the store and buy the food?
Yeah, she got to buy all the ingredients.
Exactly. So she's giving back to what? And gas, giving back to what? So she's doing that. We're not doing, all we're doing is fucking. That's all we're doing is fucking. But we are untouchables because like Coach Justin was saying, the world will allow free thinkers to roam this place because we are not a detriment. Because the economy in the world knows that the average guy is going to hate us for being free. Nobody likes a free thinker. They it's like plantation thinking. They want us to still be on the plantation. And a lot of us are still on, even though we're free, we're still part of a plantation. Because who's running our plantation in our mind? Somebody that's telling you to get rid of your last name and look at a colored peel. So what plantation are you on? And you don't even realize that. You see what I'm saying, young man? The trick of it all is to make you, okay, it's like a fish in a fish tank. The fish thinks it's free. But the limitations are the limitations of the tank. So just because you can go out your door, buy and do whatever you want to do, they're not free. Because their limitations are based off of what someone on YouTube, ready, that they don't know is telling them. They're saying, fuck your ancestry, fuck your bloodline, fuck your name. Get rid of all those things. For a woman, of course. But get rid of all those things, and you ready? Follow me. You see what I'm saying, sir? Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it is.
So what happens is that when some small little motherfucker like me comes along and tries to give you a truth, people don't want to hear the truth because guess what the truth makes them look at? Themselves in the mirror. And nobody wants to feel like a fool. So what does the mind do when before it feels like a fool? It lashes out. Fuck that motherfucker. He's young. He's black. He's short. That motherfucker don't know anything. He don't understand what's going on. You see how people act? But what do you think the economy's doing? Hey, they got that flint. They're fanning the flames. Keep going. Keep talking shit. Because if your mind is not on your mind and your mind is on another man's mind, then are you on his plantation or are you on your plantation? When you're mad at another man, angry at another man, bitter at another man, and lashing out at another man, who you ready, is trying to say, here's the way to free yourself. Think about that. I'm saying I can't free you. I'm saying I'm going to show you how to free yourself. I can't free you. This ain't no fucking movie. I cannot free you. There ain't no pills or plates and all that shit. I cannot free you. But I can show you to processes to take, to begin the process to free yourself by loving yourself, standing on your name, learning who you are. But see, the world doesn't want to hear that. The world wants to hear, oh, you're broken. Oh, you're miserable. Poor you. Life is terrible. Life is hard. It's okay. Let me tuck you in bed and give you some warm milk because, ooh, it's just so bad out there. Let me give you a nightlight because of the boogeyman under your fucking bed. Oh, my God. Don't worry. I got you covered. You see that? And it's the same thing that I just showed you. Don't forget, it's not just mom. See, I played that clip that you couldn't hear. Remember that clip I played? It's not just mom. And what did the clip say? And I'm gonna go back and I'm gonna say it to you again, so you can hear it real quick. Cause I gotta wrap this up. Cause I think Tiger Woods is out, so I gotta go golfing with my boys. Hold on a second. And we gotta go play some video games. I gotta play some 2K golf and shit. So you may get me on. Let me hurry this shit along. So what I want to show you real quick. Again, I'm gonna read it to you one more time. Okay. Let me read. Hold on a second. Let me see. Hold on. Let me see. All right, I'll read it to you again. All right, listen. Wait. Okay. All right. Okay. All right, cry. What could be? Hold on a second. Okay. I want you to listen. Wait, ready? Hold on a second. She said, again, I'm going to say, there are two schools of thought. Okay? Remember I said that. There are two schools of thought, okay, when it comes to parenting. And not just parenting, teaching. Okay? See, for the regular guy, he's looking at the parent. I'm saying there's two schools of thought when it comes to teaching a man, okay? What she says here is this. It's very important. Let's see. Ready? One is to love your child unconditionally so they can suffer the delusion the world will do the same. Wait, so they will suffer the delusion the world would do the same. Okay, that means they're setting them up for a downfall. The other one is to break them, ready, before the world does it cruelly. See, they lie to you, get you to hate women, get you to talk to women. You marry someone that disrespects you. You get someone that disrespects you pregnant. And then they want to use the court system. And then what do you say? I told you so. But see, they're not telling you that they're leading you to your demise. And nobody wants you to know that, okay? Nobody wants you to understand that, all right? And what happens is that a lot of people lash out at people that do this stuff. People don't want to see that they've been fooled and hornswoggled or whatever the word is. People don't want to feel like they're a dumbass because when they feel like a dumbass, they get mad at themselves for being stupid. But a lot of people don't understand. But you see what I'm saying, young man? So what I'm saying is game is deep. Game, you just don't understand the layers of game. I'm just giving you a small layer, but I'm just showing you why you'll never be worthy of it because you're not looking at it the way you should look at it because you're looking at it from an I do versus an I am. Okay. Does that make sense, young man?
I don't want to take up any more of your time, sir, but I have one final question before I go. So as you say, the game is informing. So how do I make it like in my mind ready to be able to.
You can't. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. This is what you got to understand. There are guys out there that feel like there's something wrong. They feel like something's off. They feel like, you know, I hear people saying this and that, but it just doesn't make sense to me. You know, they're always complaining about women, but I don't understand what that means. Or they're questioning everything and everyone. But they start to connect to somebody that's helping them find themselves versus run away from themselves. Those are the ones that are worthy, but those are very few. Because everybody wants to be told what to do because they're used for mom and dad. Like, I'll give you an example. Like, if you heard of, you heard about 50 Cent's son, right? He expects 50 to give him more. He said, what, $6,700 a month is not enough money, right? He's not a free thinker. You can't be in a society with a plantation mind because then you corrupt the society. That's why they call it secret societies, because only a few people get in. Now, of course, you know, there are societies that have a lot of people, but we're talking maybe hundreds of thousands at versus billions, you know, that's in the world. So there are everywhere, which you don't understand, there's secret societies all over. You see what I'm saying? There's secret societies all over. It's just you don't know about it. It's just not for you. You just got to understand that everybody has a role to play in this world. And sometimes your role isn't to be a man, but to be a walk pushover where a woman's going to meet you. Listen, here's the good news. You're going to be happily ever after. You're going to find a woman and you'll have kids, but it'll be by the rule and the thumb of the woman and not you. You will always be controlled by the outside entity, and that's what you're supposed to do. Then to give back to the economy, you're going to go to marriage counseling. You're going to give her flowers on Valentine's Day and chocolates. You're going to give back to the economy by buying her Christmas presents and fucking her birthday gifts. So you're going to give back by showing the economy. So they're like, yeah, we got you. And she's going to disrespect you, walk all over you. Then you'll get around a bunch of guys like you that's going to hold your hand and say, yeah, it's okay. Women are just awful. But that's how you're supposed to see the world. You're not supposed to see it this way because, see, a student of the game doesn't blindly listen. He's allowed to question. But if he cannot follow simply, okay, if I told you to get your puzzle pieces, how is that hurting you? How is hurting you telling you to get a costume that I work for hard for you? How is that hurting you? How is that a bad thing when I'm doing something that nobody on YouTube is doing? How is that a bad thing?
It's not.
How is that a bad thing when I make the phone calls? I do this on Halloween and Valentine's. I'm setting you up to places to go. I'm doing the work. So how is that a bad thing? It's not. But it is when you don't know you. I'm throwing you into a lion. I'm throwing you into the lion's den of horny-ass women that wear scantily-ass clothes that are looking for a fucking man throughout all them boring guys. So I'm throwing you in the fire. I'm putting you in a position. And you know what? It's very scary. I promise you. I always tell you, so many guys get scared. So many guys get blown away. So many guys, just the success, they can't handle. Because I think about this, if all your life you thought you can't get women, right? Then I put you in a position to go somewhere and I show you how to set all that up and you go there. And for the first time in your life, beautiful women coming up to you, grabbing your hand, taking pictures with you, taking your number, excited to call you. It goes against your thinking. So it freaks you out because if your reality is there's really no such thing as a dog or a horse or something like that, and you see a horse for the first time, it'll blow your fucking mind away. I mean, there are people right now that have never seen a black person before. So they all, like, if you look at it, like, think about those countries in the, like those little islands and shit. those islands of those indigenous people and shit, right? All they know is what they see. All they know is what they see. What the fuck you think they're gonna do if they see a motherfucker that looks like me, an Asian dude, or a white guy, and all they see is their own? It's gonna break their perception. It's gonna change and fuck up their whole world. And people are not ready to accept that, so they run away from it. You see what I'm saying? A lot of people have a mindset of the world is bad, women are mean, and I should go to Mars to get a woman because the women on Earth are terrible, right? Okay? But what happens when that thinking is crushed by one night of you going out when beautiful women are coming up to you and intrigued and love what you say and love what you do? But I'll give you an example. I'll show it to Tyler. Tyler, if you can send that again, I want to show you, give you an example of what it's like, because I think you don't see the examples. So I'd like to give you an example. Tyler, if you can send the Halloween thing, or let me see if I can grab it. Let me see if I can find it before you send it, Tyler. Let me see if I can beat Tyler to the punch, because Tyler's always quick on the fucking draw. So, all right, let me show you. So, oh, wait. Oh, shit. Okay, I got it, Tyler. Don't you have to send it. I got it, Tyler. I got it, Tyler. You don't have to send it. I got it. Tyler, you don't have to send it. I'm downloading it right now. So, caller, and I hope you can look at this later on, but let me show you that when you follow Unk, okay, you just follow Unk in what I'm saying, because you don't know what it is you don't know. And what I'm showing you right here with Tyler is how – oh, shit. I'm going to show you real quick. I grabbed all these. So I'm going to show you real quick how it works when you actually want to be a student of the game, okay? So give me a second. I'm going to grab all the – hold on. Let me grab all the clips. Give me a second. Let me take this shit down. So give me a second. I'm going to show you real quick, all you guys. But I'm just giving you an example of what you can't it's scary. This is scary for the average guy, because the average guy always believes what somebody on YouTube tells them as their truth. But it's not the truth, okay? So now this is all right for Tyler, because Tyler has game. But when Tyler, a student of the game, follows what I say, so Tyler – Follow the playbook. Tyler created the costume and I showed him. Tyler goes to the thing, and like I say, people want to take pictures with him because he's so, like, just blown away by the costume and what he's doing, that all of a sudden, let me see if it's the right one. Here you go. All of a sudden, he's getting a message. Oh, wait. Is this the first message? Oh, wait. Here's the message right here. So it says, hey, calling for a good time, LOL. Shoot me that photo so I can put you in my contacts. She does that, and then she says, you remember me? Oh, wait, let me get them. Sorry, here we go, right here. Oh, Okay, so, okay, were you giving readings, okay? That's what she said, from you were giving readings. And then he says, allow me to introduce you. Okay, he broke something down. He said, yes, you remember me. And she said, I love the reading idea. You're cute under the mask too. Clever idea. I was wondering if you were networking or selling something, or if you were just taking the dating pool to the next level. I actually pull myself cards every day or something like that. But do you see what I'm saying, caller? That's by just following game. But for a lot of people, they're not ready to win. Because I'm positioning you to win. But do you actually want to win? No, you want to lose. So it's easier to say, well, I don't want to do it. It's not fair. Does that make any sense, young man? I guess it does. All right, well, let me grab 909 real quick before I go. 909, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hey, Steve, I called earlier, and she texted me back. Hey, sorry about that. When I do homework, my notifications get silenced. And all because right. I was thinking that you were...
Oh, what else did she say? What else did she say?
She only said that. And because I was thinking that you were going to be off air, like you were going to end the show, I called her real quick before I left to go to the dollar store and a few other places. So I called her. I said what you told me to write down. And then, yeah, I told her, have a good night. I'll see you tomorrow. She said, instead of Thursday, can we do after class tomorrow? So I agreed to that. And, yes, was there anything? Did you want to add anything? Or
no, you call her right now and let her know. Say, oh, yeah, I forgot. I'm going to give you an extra hug when I see you. Write this down. I forgot. I forgot one thing. You'll call her right now. I'm going to give you an extra hug when I see you. I'm going to give you an extra hug when I see you. And if you're on your
hug.
When I see you. And if you're on your best behavior.
But did you say an extra hug and kiss or just an extra hug?
No, will you fucking listen? I'm going to give you an extra hug when I see you.
When I see you.
And if you're on your best behavior.
You're on your best behavior.
I'll let you kiss me.
I'll let you kiss me.
All right, go ahead and call her right now and say that shit.
Okay. Right.
Let's go. Now I'm going to tell you some other. Now I'm going to break some shit down to you to say, but call her right now. Go ahead and call her and say that shit. Let's go.
All right. Got it.
See that game? Oh, let me turn another thing. Oh, shit. Turn the
music. Hello? Okay, Steve, I called and then I tried to merge it, but then I was swapping calls and she hung up.
Android or I shut the fuck up. Do you have an iPhone or Android, man?
iPhone.
Merge the fucking call.
All right, I tried to merge.
Don't
but
switch.
Then I was fucking
don't switch. Hit the merge button, asshole.
I know, and then she hung up. Do I call back even though?
Call her back and merge it.
All right.
What the fuck is wrong with you iPhone people? That's why I'm Samsung. Fucking iPhones.
Six, four, five.
All right, go ahead. All right, leave the message.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
Oh, my God, dog. Listen, send her a message and say, call me real quick and merge it. Send her a message right now and say, call me real quick. Say, call me real quick. And when that fucking phone rings, merge that shit.
Okay.
Say, call me real quick. You hung up on me. I have one more thing to tell you.
Call me real quick. I got one more thing to tell you.
Whew. Don't let it breathe. We're trying to wrap the show up. So I'm trying to end this shit so I can show you I can see some game and shit. See, you are on your feelings and she told you she was busy and shit. You automatically assume shit. Thank you. It's a merge icon on the screen. Thank you, guys. So what the fuck is going on? How the fuck can you not hit merge?
I was confusing merge with swap, and that was my thing.
God damn it. It's a fucking iPhone. It says merge. M-E-R-G-E. Does it not?
Yes, it does.
Did she see the message or not, man?
I'm pretty sure she got her notifications on off. Or, like, you know, it only says delivered.
Can't you see if she read it?
No.
Oh, my fucking God, man. We'll wait a few more minutes. We'll wait a few more minutes. If she doesn't say nothing to call you, we'll end it. But I don't understand why the fuck I told you to merge the shit. I don't know why the fuck you just didn't do this shit, dog.
All right. I'm feeling she's calling me right now. She's calling me right now.
All right, go ahead. Do it in merge. Do it in merge. Click in merge.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, I almost forgot, but tomorrow I'm going to give you an extra hug. And when I see you, and if you're on your best behavior, I'll let you kiss me.
Okay.
All right. Sounds like a deal.
Fine by me.
But I am looking forward to seeing you tomorrow and then, yeah, after when we go.
All right.
All right. Have a good night, Alexis. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right. You too.
Bye. All right, Steve.
Who's the man?
I think it's me.
Who's the fucking, do y'all see that, yo? You just told her what to do. Did she say no? Did she say I'm not interested?
No.
Or did she say okay?
The latter.
Right, and you thought, what did you think she was going to say?
I thought she was going to say yes.
Man, come on, man. If you thought she was going to say yes, you would have said something like that. Don't lie to me. Don't do that. Listen.
Okay.
You got to win. But do you see how simple game is?
Yes, sir.
All you had to do was follow what I said. You follow what I said, and you said it, and she said, okay, she's cool with that shit. Now you better get the kissing 101. You better get that kissing 101. Because if you kiss her the way you better get on that shit. Because now that's now we've moved to level number two. You know,
Steve,
hey, remember, wait, call her. Remember you called me.
Yeah.
You all mad at her because she sent you a heart emoji. You get with me, and now we already locked in a kiss. And a hug, yes? We already got it locked in, right?
Yes, sir.
Do you see how game works when you just lead them? You see what I'm saying?
Right. I was going to say, I do have Kissing 101, Master Bedroom.
Okay.
Good.
All right, well, then study your Kissing 101.
Okay.
But remember, you let her know. You remember, when you get, what are you going to do? When you get to the cashier, remember, tell the cashier the story how y'all met and let them know when I asked for that extra spoon, that's why I'm going in for the kiss. Remember that, okay?
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Coach Justin, absolutely right. I hope Coach Justin said, I hope you guys can see how this relates to deep. See that? See that? It was a simple, fun gesture that she accepted. She didn't laugh, which was fine. She didn't laugh or chuckle, but she said, okay. She said, okay, so you set. Okay?
Wait, she said, oh.
What,
yeah.
Did she say something to you?
No, she didn't say anything else. I thought you said, so you sex.
No, I didn't say anything about sex. I just said a hug and a kiss.
Okay.
I didn't say anything about sex. No, we ain't pushing sex yet. You got to show her she's worth the dick. Okay?
Right.
I'll make this a YouTube short because I'm that fucking cold. But,
please,
all right.
Thank
so I don't thank me. You just follow direction. That's it. I can't take the credit. You listened and followed, and you trusted me. Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. All right, so I'm going
to
wrap it up. What's up?
Also, I did want to ask, because you said it in the past when you did on the Sunday show that you felt that people should only be under one mentor. But
one master.
Do you still believe? One master? Okay. So I can't get tutelage.
Wait, I don't talk about anybody. Wait. I don't talk about anybody else. I just want to say this. I want to hear anybody else's name. Let me just explain to you. If I told you to build me the perfect car, okay, and you went all around the world and you got a Bugatti engine, a Ferrari muffler, a Toyota alternator, a Jaguar this, a Mercedes that, You got all the parts, and you put them all together and handed me the key. Where'd that car start?
No.
Why?
Because too many different parts aren't going to work together.
Well, then that is your question, why you need one to follow one mentor. You can't take another part of somebody else and put it, because it fucks up the consistency of that thing you're learning. See what I'm saying?
That's
see,
right.
I think about education. Okay, you take math, social studies, science, history, and all that other stuff. That all falls under the umbrella of education. Even though you have different teachers, there is one thing they're trying to do is educate you. That's why you can have a different math teacher and all the other stuff, because they're skilled in that area. But that's why I show you, that's why I learned everything I learned, because I'm a one-stop shop. I'll teach you how to spit yak. I'll teach you how to put flavor in her ear or eye. I'll teach you how to create your drug lab. I teach you how to kiss, fuck, eat pussy. I teach you the aftermath. I teach you how to set your crib up, the lighting, the sound checks. I teach you everything. So it's a one-stop shop. So if you got a one-stop shop and you bring one thing in that one-stop shop, you break up the system, because then you're adding a new part to the system that doesn't connect, and it disrupts everything.
Okay. That makes sense.
Okay. Well, I don't want to hang up on it. I just want to answer, but you just got to think about that shit, okay, caller?
No, yeah. I do appreciate that, Steve. Thank you for explaining that.
All right, you're good to go. So if I do a show tomorrow, tell me how to date. Wait, she wants to do it tomorrow, doesn't she?
Yes, tomorrow after class.
Wow, isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? She moved up the time and everything.
So when
you see her, twirl her around, let me go ahead and give you my hug, and then you can start off with where's my kiss and hold your cheek this way. Let's start here. And then by the time you end it, you'll get her lips, okay?
Okay. So let me ask you, when they do move up like that, that's a sure sign that they're definitely interested and they want to see more.
Yeah, they want to know more. But remember, she's falling in love with my words. You better back that shit up with that goddamn kissing 101, motherfucker. I hooked you with my words. So my words hooked her, because I'm helping your ass out. But you're kissing 101. You better learn that shit. So then that is going to reinforce what you said.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. Steve,
all
I
right.
appreciate your time.
Okay. All right. Well, I got you. I'll let you go. I'm making YouTube short of that shit because I'm a bad motherfucker. Anyway, guys, appreciate all you guys, but this is what I keep trying to show y'all. Nobody's doing it unscripted, dog. I'm showing y'all live how easy it is, man. Everybody wants a receipt. Everybody wants a receipt and all this stuff. And I'm showing you, if you just follow what you're told to do and just do it, even if she said no, he still won. I just want to say to y'all guys real quick. Even if he did what I told him to do, he still won. Because I messaged you. God damn, Tyler. Fuck, Tyler. Come on, man. Don't be doing me like this, dude. Wait. What is this? What are you sending me? Tyler, what the fuck? Tyler, what are you sending me? Oh, did you cut it up, Tyler? Okay, never mind. Oh, Tyler, let me see what it is. Hold on. Oh, Tyler, thank you. Thank you, Tyler. Tyler, thank you. I will slap that on YouTube short. Now to get here, so it says her. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Tyler. Tyler always dropping shit at the end, man. No, Tyler got me. Tyler, thank you. Thank you, Tyler. I appreciate it. I got the YouTube short. Tyler, my motherfucking student, not only took what I did, he broke that shit down to the short. Now I just got to upload that bitch. I don't know. I got to play the game. I got to get off. So, Jay, I don't know. My boys are hitting me up. I got to see if it's out right now so I can go tee it up with my boys and shit, kick off some tee that shit up and talk about fucking and shit like men do. But guys, please, everybody listen to me. Before you go to bed, y'all know what I want to say. Always remember the graveyard. Always remember everything. Everybody in there had one thing in common, and that is they thought they had tomorrow coming to them. Live every day like it is your last, okay? Gentlemen, that's what I want to say for you guys. Y'all need me, you know how to get at me at themanmindset@gmail.com. 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 Name, number, and we got you covered, guys, okay? Just we got y'all, man, all right? No, I don't know. No, she didn't call again. I thought she said she texted him. I wasn't. Okay. Real quick, the reason why she – listen, always remember when you do what you say you're going to do, that's what makes you win. You're not the end result of what you do. But as long as you are thinking about that I do, you always will equate who you are based off a woman. I win because I go up to her. I don't win because she says yes. I win because I do what I say I want to do. That's the win. What she says after what I do, and we'll, I think I'll do a show and break that down next time. I think that I'll break that down maybe tomorrow. We'll do a quick show tomorrow. Okay, we'll do a quick show tomorrow. Okay, guys. So we'll do another show tomorrow, and we'll break some of that down to give y'all more understanding of confidence and stuff. We do a confidence show, okay, guys? Guys, I appreciate you all. I gotta go see if this Tiger Woods shit works. My boys are hitting me up like crazy. So hold on a second. Let me see. Let me call my boy, man. I don't even know. Fuck, is it time? Shit. All right, yeah, I gotta get the fuck on. I gotta tee this shit up with my dogs and shit. So yeah, we're gonna do a show on confidence and everything, okay? Frank, last question. So what you're saying is going for what you want is the win. Yes and no. Frank, please ask that same question tomorrow, okay? No, it's yes and no. It's yes and no. Frank, it's a yes-no answer. I'm going to sum it up real quick, but if you want more detail, ask it again. I go talk to her because there's no expectation. That's why what she says doesn't affect me. If you go in there with an expectation of fucking whatever she says to you, it's going to destroy or make you feel good. So if she's giving you a little play, then you're going to put extra pressure on yourself because now you've got to keep that fucking level going. So you got to keep doing this, 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 and this, and this. I don't go in with an expectation. The only expectation I have is showing her why me. That's all I have. That's all I'm doing. So, Frank, hit me with that question tomorrow, and I'll break that up, okay? All right? Yeah, man. Shout out to Russ, man. Y'all be safe, guys. Got nothing but love for yourself. All I ask you to do is I got love and respect for you, but please learn how to love. Rush you crazy. Gotta love and respect yourself, man. I'm going to talk to y'all about confidence tomorrow.